254-9659. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three on this Thursday, October 19th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got more text messages coming in, but again, I want to remind you, today, tomorrow, Saturday, 9 to 5, Northern Michigan RV. Let all your friends know, $99, they'll check the roof. The winterize, drain the tanks, the holding tanks, flush out the water in the lines, and put in the antifreeze. $99 for any type of RV out there. Today, tomorrow, Saturday, 9 to 5. Next Friday and Saturday, not Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but Friday, Saturday of next week as well. Let's see. Let's get to Carly. Simon and James were married briefly. I believe he is now married to some big city orchestra instrumentalist. James Taylor? Huh? James Taylor's dead. No. No, Vicky. That was my log shaker assault. Yes. James Taylor died before. Who's the guy that sings that song? Oh, we love him. Huh? Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffet. The Canadian comic didn't understand Jimmy Buffet. Yeah, Jimmy Buffett. He died, but you're saying James Taylor's not dead. You're wrong. Okay, let me ask the phone. Whenever we get arguments like this, we always ask, is James Taylor alive? Okay, no, we can't do that. Sorry. Wrong way to ask. Is James Taylor alive? Is James Taylor alive? Yeah, he's still alive. Born March 12th, 1948. Let me ask it a different way. When did James Taylor die? He's still alive. It doesn't say anything about... Oh, wait a minute. James Taylor does die. The Washington Post. No, but that's not the same James Taylor. Oh, Vicky. Look it up yourself. He's a videographer, driving force behind the creation of Washington Area Performing Arts Video Archive. Wrong James Taylor. Anyway, she's Googling it. She doesn't believe me. Let's get to a few other text messages here. See, this is what happens when you argue with your producer, owner of the radio station, and who also happens to be your wife. Because, you know, of course, she's always, always, always alive. Of course he's still alive. Jimmy Buffett is the one. Yeah, we know about him. Brett says, by the way, he's going to be going to Jay's More since they're hosting our event on December 2nd. Sherry says only Jimmy Buffett died, not James Taylor. After your show's done, I usually go back to 50s rockabilly in the truck. I want to murder myself when I hear Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. Sorry. Bad memories for you, eh? Oh, this is a good one. Oh, this is funny. Nick Wallace from Harbor Springs. I got picked on for wearing plaid hand-me-down corduroy pants. Bell bottoms were out by then. Wait a minute. Plaid wearing plaid hand-me-down corduroy. Plaid corduroys? Vicky, plaid corduroys. You had a pair? Were they a thing? Plaid corduroys? Vicky said she was a nerd. Oh, that's funny. Okay, breaking news. Let's see. Jim Jordan won't hold a third ballot. Will back temporary powers for McHenry. U.S. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio will tell members of the House Republican Conference that he will not hold a third ballot and instead will back expanding the powers of Speaker Pro Tem Patrick McHenry, a Republican congressman from North Carolina, so the House can get back to regular order. Jordan will announce he plans to stay on as a speaker designate and that he supports expanding McHenry's powers through January, according to two Republican sources. Jordan allies temper expectations ahead of a second round vote. On the first two ballots, Jordan lost support. Members of the House Republican caucus, 20 Republicans voted against him. On the second ballot, 22 voted against him. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy took 15 ballots before he finally became Speaker, but was removed on October 3rd after just being 9 months on the job. So appreciate that, Jim. He sent that to me from the Washington Examiner. Chip in Sheboygan. Yes, James Taylor is still alive. Got it. Okay. Gordon Lightfoot. Gordon Lightfoot died. Yes, that's it. Nick says, yes, plaid corduroys was a thing, and I'll never forget it. See, it's those kind of memories. Gordon Lightfoot, we loved him, too. We saw him down. He was at the Fox Theater in Detroit. Remember we saw that? Tom Jones, Engelbert Humperdinck. Yeah, we saw him at Masonic Temple, too. Yeah, I loved his songs. Where does the love of God go when the waves turn the minutes into hours? Experience that firsthand when we were trying to shoot Saginaw Bay, coming around the corner, going around the tip of the thumb, trying to get into the harbor. We left Port Huron, we went up into Lake Huron, was trying to get to the tip of the thumb, ran into a storm, 8 to 10 footers, west winds blowing right into our 27-foot dual engine boat that we had at the time. It was Bubba's baby. And our black lab, Magnum, loved the water. We lived on the north channel of the connection of the channel between Lake St. Clair and the St. Clair River. We were just now down the street from Harson's Island Ferry. Magnum loved the water, loved being on the boat. He was so freaked out, he literally crawled underneath my legs and was shivering. As I throttled up to get up the wave and then throttled down and turned the boat, zigzagging up and down, back and forth. Serpentini, yes. My little... No, it was not the Carver. No, it... Nope. That was with Sandy. Yes. Yes, from Kay's Restaurant in Algonac. That was in, on our way to Cedar Point. Oh, Grindstone City. That's right. I remember now. It was the Carver. No, it was not. No, it, no. We'll talk about it later. Stop talking. I'm on the radio live. We're not going to argue about this right now. I was looking at the GPS. I remember it on the dashboard. I did not have a dual station. I remember vividly. Magnum crawling under my leg, shaking to death. We thought we were going to die. Where does the love of God go when the waves turn the minutes in the hours? Looked at my watch. It was 11 o'clock at night. Kept zigzagging. 2 hours later, I looked at my watch. It was 11:10. Oh, man. Fighting that fight. Oh, yes, it was. Brett Gooding says that we need to have a marital counseling session. No, we do not. Jimmy Rieger did not wear plaid pants as well. No, you didn't. You're too young. Oh, that's funny. Oh, man. Well, let's get back to the show. I've got some stories here from Lansing I want to get to. You know, I honestly wish I didn't even have to talk about Lansing, what's going on right now. Because this is, without a doubt, a legislative ramrodding session. Interesting story came up, though. You know how we've been talking about this package of bills? Yes, this package of bills. Clean Energy Reform. House Energy Communications Technology Committee moved bills yesterday that would allow the Michigan Public Service Commission to be in charge of permitting wind turbines, large solar farms, and green storage projects. Democratic State Representative Karen Whitsitt from Detroit, the same lady who will not vote on the reproductive health care bills because they want Medicaid dollars to pay for abortions, joined local governments in their opposition regarding the package of these bills. She abstained from all four of the bills. Republicans all voted against it. Whitsitt told the press after the hearing that she still has some lingering concerns about the impact the package of bills would have on local governments. And she's still having ongoing conversations with the bill sponsors. One lone Democrat, God bless her, Karen Whitsitt, is blocking the Democrat majority.
The WellConnect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct, do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a WellConnect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. WellConnect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, want to remind you, winterization happening over at Northern Michigan RV. We're taking our trailer over there. It's going to get winterized, stored, and for sale. So let your friends know if they want a great deal on a great trailer that Vicki and I have absolutely love, but we have to sell it. We have to sell it. We're expanding the radio station, and we need the money, and we're selling it at a great price, discounted price. You guys will love this trailer. Anybody gets it, they will be very happy with it. I personally guarantee it. We love the trailer. Also want to remind you that Cliff Tellini still is bringing beef to people. We had a customer the other day called me and said, thank you so much for telling me about Cliff Tellini. We've already grilled the ribeye steaks you told us to do, and we loved them. Tasted great. So text me the word beef, and I'll text you back 989-733-2782 in a clickable link. So you can just give him a call. He'll deliver a quarter, a half, whatever you want, directly to you. They are processed, vacuum sealed, and frozen like bricks. And they'll bring them to you. Just give them a call, 989-733-2782. Text me the word beef, and I'll text you back a clickable, dialable link. So you can just give them a call. Brett says, you and Miss Vicki are so cute together. Us arguing live on the radio, not good. Not good. Brett Gooding says, Randy, you better be careful. She'll fire you like she fired Gruber, and she'll hire Izzy to do your show. Okay, you're right. She's the boss. Let's see. Jimmy Rieger, I did wear the plaid pants. They were my brother's, and he handed me down his clothes. My brother bought a half, and I had some good stuff. Oh, that's funny. You're talking Tellini beef, I'm assuming. Yes, absolutely. Oh, let's see. What other text messages do we have? Nope. We're going to get into that. We'll talk about that. Okay. We'll get into this story here. What was the other one I wanted to get to real quick? More crazy stuff they're doing in Lansing. Pro-Israel resolution quietly passes in the state Senate. a resolution condemning Hamas's attack on October 7th against Israel quietly passed the state Senate yesterday without any floor speeches, without any conflict or commotion, after Democrats and Republicans hammered out mutually acceptable language behind the scenes. Unlike the more inflammatory House resolutions that Republicans sprung on Democrats last week, Senate Resolution 78 calls for refuge for innocent Palestinians in Gaza and immediate humanitarian aid. We affirm the dignity of all innocent civilians impacted, both Israelis and Palestinians, and join in the long-standing call for peace in the region. The resolution sponsored by Democrat Senator Jeremy Moss of Southfield. It passed with a simple voice vote. House Resolution H.R. 146, written by State Representative Bill Schuette of Midland, immediately signed onto by nearly the entire caucus, was much more visual. Its resolution described how air sirens wailed as thousands of rockets rained down indiscriminately on civilian areas. It doesn't mention the Palestinian people, and it doesn't use the word peace, not even once. The difference between the two chambers' approaches is that Moss said he, as the chamber's lone Jewish member, was given the space to lead on the resolution. He received input from Republicans and Democrats and listened to those interested in what would be an appropriate response from the state Senate. The bipartisan congenial process yielded a resolution without graphic content. Armed terrorists on motorcycles engaged in massive door-to-door slaughter of civilians, but kept the focus out of the October 7th attacks and not painting all Palestinian people as being supportive of Hamas terrorists. Moss said he felt it was a disservice when politics got injected into the process of crafting a resolution that is so sensitive. Being Jewish, Moss, I find it astonishing that you would not relate Hamas being directly part of the PLO. The difference between the Palestinian people, the regular citizens that are not part of Hamas, I can understand. But this act was carried out by Hamas, who, by the way, control that legislative body representing that region. And they're the terrorists. You should have said it. That's it for today's show. Back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow on Friday. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm.